Nevada lawmakers have approved a plan to spend $8.2 million in state money to address the COVID-19 pandemic. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
In their first meeting since February, the Interim Finance Committee unanimously approved a plan to disperse a little more than $6.2 million out of the state's disaster relief account. The money will provide funding for the Division of Emergency Management to purchase supplies and draw down federal aid. Lawmakers also voted to send $2 million from a legal settlement with Wells Fargo to the United Way of Southern Nevada to help families struggling with their rent or mortgage. While the measure passed, it did face opposition from some Republican lawmakers. Senator Ben Kieckhefer of Reno says he voted against the measure because the state needs to hold on to its fund ahead of likely budget cuts still to come.
Now is not a good time for us to be using these state resources for something that is not a state program.
Other Republicans voice concerns over how the money is to be dispersed. Final numbers aren't set, but the vast majority of the money will likely remain in Southern Nevada, with roughly 20% being sent to the rest of the state. Speaker of the Assembly Jason Frierson of Las Vegas says more money should flow to Clark County because it's dealing with a larger percentage of the state's COVID-19 cases.
I think that we should make sure as shepherds of the state's dollars that we send the money where the problems are and where the cases are. And I don't know that an artificial designation of region really serves addressing problems.
Projections say the funds may assist as many as 1,000 households across the state. Paul Boger, KUNR News.